When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Warning, the Loud Spot podcast uses adult humor and adult language in its broadcast. It may be unsuitable for younger audiences. Viewer discretion is advised. Also, we are idiots. Please don't take anything we say offensive or to heart.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Loud Spot. I'm your host, Sebastian. We are here with producer Sam and my favorite co-host ever, Don. Tatted by Don.com.
It's your only co-host.
Like, well, the intro video still shows Diego.
I know. And Diego, he's still busy working his FedEx job. So
did we ever post something for last week? I don't think we did.
Yeah, we didn't post anything, but we sent it off and we just did the Halloween show.
Okay.
The Halloween show. So yeah, we didn't have anything. A little busy last week. I don't know if you guys noticed. So
very busy. Dawn about died. That's how busy.
Literally, she was walking around like a zombie.
I was running 46,000 square feet front and back and forth. And then my body was like, bitch, you're done. And so then I was limping 46,000 square feet front and back.
She was cholo walking, crippled.
I don't think I realized how big that room was until you start walking. So we're talking about the Ink Nation tattoo convention that we did. And that was such a huge room. And it's fine when you first get there. It doesn't seem that big. But as the day goes on, it's like, geez, my back was hurting.
Mm-hmm. My neck, my back,
my feet were hurting. My vagina was hurting. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. My butthole was even hurting at one point.
Yeah, my lower back.
Because I didn't wipe good enough, I don't think.
I don't think so.
I had to go to the chiropractor after it was all said and done on Monday, and he couldn't do nothing for me, not even my neck. My neck wouldn't even crack, and my neck is the easiest because my muscles were just so wrapped up tight. I had to go get a pedicure, even though I already had one. I had to go get a pedicure again just so I could sit in the seat and get that, you know, them rollers on the back.
Shih Tzu massage chair.
Yeah, to try to loosen everything up, and I still couldn't get cracked. And I'm like, oh, man, I am down for the count.
Don, you could have easily called somebody. They would have blown your back out.
I'm just a picky woman, you know.
I'm kidding.
But we had fun Thursday. Was crazy because the Pipe and Drake people showed up hella late. There's always things that goes on with conventions in the background, right? It was supposed to be like at 8 in the morning. They didn't get there till, I don't know, they finally finished like close to 4, I think.
Oh, okay. So our actual Pipes and Drake lady got there almost 10. And who she outsourced it to because she didn't have enough didn't show up until 1. And they brought me crap. Absolute crap. And I will blow the whistle on them people because they sent me crap. I had chairs breaking. It was crap. So I said,
let's look at the positive. Your Pipe and Lake Brady was cool as heck. And she went above and beyond to make it right.
Yes, she did. So they finally showed up with some clean stuff at 3:00. And I had artists and vendors starting to show up at 5:00. And so she literally had 2 hours to throw that stuff together. And she did it.
Let's give it up to Tina. Tina did a good job. What's her name? Castle Rock something?
Castle Reynolds.
Castle Reynolds. She was running around just as much as you were, especially on Thursday. She was upset too. And you know, she was a last minute, a Pipe and Drape lady for us. And for her to put that much effort into it and to like really feel like a part of what we were doing. I thought that was super cool of her. Cause whenever you were upset, like she was like extra mad. She's like, oh no, screw that. I was like,
that's what I liked about her is she realized, okay, this is messed up, but how do we get this fixed? This is what needs to get done.
She brought her own table coverings because even though I sent away a whole bunch of crap, they still snuck some crap in, and it just was not up to par for a tattoo convention. And so she brought her own table covers, and we did those stretch covers that way it was hidden. And so very disappointed with who she outsourced to, but she came through.
It wasn't her fault. It was not her fault at all. She's event planner, event organizer kind of deal. Yeah. So she outsources, she just organizes it.
Well, she has her own pipes and drapes.
It's not that much.
Our convention was just too large for her. And so, she went ahead and outsourced, and who she outsourced to shouldn't have dropped the ball like they did, but they did.
But it all got pulled in at the last minute.
It did.
And that's one of the things that I think we can all agree is like, as much craziness that happened during the week, you had happy artists from what I'm told.
Yes. Every artist was happy, I think.
Yeah.
Very happy tattoo artists.
We did not have a single artist that was not happy, and we only had one vendor that was not happy. And
what'd they sell?
Well, I'm not going to say that because it's the only one. And as many times as I went by their booth to talk to them, to check on them and to make sure everything was good, and them telling me everything was good, I was not notified that everything was not good until after the fact. And I received an email about it. It's one thing, I could have fixed whatever the issue was. I made my rounds all the time.
I made my rounds all through the day. Every vendor, how they were doing. Everyone said they were doing great. They were all making money.
Yes.
But apparently one vendor, the one I didn't think was doing good was the, and hopefully it's not this one, was the Native Blankets. I didn't think they were doing great. I know. I found out later on.
Yeah.
Oh my God. There was one vendor that was selling, I think one of the freeze-dried candies ones was sitting across from another vendor, and like they were a husband and wife duo. I think they were fighting the whole time. And I was like, well, it's entertainment. They're like, you got to watch them. Because I didn't know they were vendors at first. I saw them walk outside the convention yelling at each other. I told you I didn't want those boxes. Blah, blah, blah. The lady was screaming. And the guy was like, well, fuck, I don't know then. And they were just screaming at each other. Turns out they were vendors. And they were arguing the whole time, screaming at each other. But I think even they did okay in sales.
Yes, they did. In fact, they made up because the wife actually came to me and said that this person is not allowed back in. And I was like, hold on, wait a second. Mm-hmm. You need to catch me back up on what's going on here. And because she tried to go to my security guy, Derek, and was trying to tell him, that such and such isn't allowed. And he's like, hold on a second. I only take orders from Dawn.
Let's give it up to Derek also.
Derek was
amazing security job. We literally couldn't have anyone better than him sitting there. He was focused on everyone.
Yes.
What a fantastic job Derek did. So good job, Derek.
Yeah.
Well, it could be, tattoos are one of those things where people who go to these tattoo conventions sometimes might actually rethink some of the tattoos they get later on down the road. And of course, they would probably reach out to the tattoo convention and be like, hey, I got this tattoo at your tattoo convention. You're like, yeah, that's your problem. But I don't think it's as bad as a lady getting tattooed on her forehead. I'm just saying.
Oh yeah, let's go. Let me play that clip.
Y'all really want to rile Dawn up tonight, don't y'all?
Let's play this clip. Let's talk about it before we even play the first song tonight. I got Sam. Do you have it right there? You want to hit play?
Yep.
Go ahead.
Regret my tattoo. The video of me getting my boyfriend's name tattooed on my forehead went viral. All of the big social media platforms, newspapers, radio stations were talking about it. And all I want to say is that I regret my tattoo, but not this one, because this is actually not a real tattoo. And the reason why I tricked the whole internet is that I have a message to young people and all of the people who wants to get covered in tattoos, I want everyone to know that I regret my tattoos and you might regret yours when you get older. And as a person fully covered in tattoos, I feel like this is my responsibility to speak up, share my experience. And when people see me on social media, the first thing they notice about me is my tattoos. So if I influence people, I want to influence people in the right way. I remember when 10 years ago, I was getting my first tattoos and my mom, my friends were telling me all the time, Anna, you will regret your tattoos. And I didn't listen. Maybe because they didn't have any tattoos. But if there was a person covered in tattoos saying they regret their tattoos, I would have listened. So like and share this video so we can together spread the true awareness that no one really talks about.
That is absolute BS.
Bullshit!
So many levels. Okay,
her boyfriend, first of all, that she's dating, if you look at his pictures, he doesn't look like he has a tattoo, okay? So she's probably with some guy who's against tattoos. Second, if you're not fully covered in tattoos just because you got your neck tattooed, okay? Now, she does have her arms tattooed also. I did see that. Right. But a lot of people think they're covered in tattoos because they got, like, a neck piece. I'm covered in tattoos. You got, like, one here on your forearm or something, right?
Right, right.
But the people do talk about that, and she wants to be the spokesperson for people. She's like, what, fucking 25 or something? She's not even that old.
28. I'd say she's 20.
Okay, maybe she's under 30 more than likely. I don't know.
Right.
But you can't be the spokesperson for everyone who, not everyone regrets their tattoos. And it's unfortunate that she did it for fame and she's trying to act like she did it to teach awareness. No, you didn't.
If she was legitimately trying to be a spokesperson to say, I regret my tattoos, then she needs to bring up getting them removed. Okay.
Right.
Be a spokesperson and go, look, I got this.
Go get some laser tattoos
of it. Let's remove this instead of doing that. That right there was a hoax for her to get attention, because all over the internet right now is all these women that are getting their boyfriend's name tattooed on their forehead. And so she saw an opening for fame. She does not regret her tattoos, because if she did,
Don,
she would be getting laser removal.
She might be getting them eventually.
Right, so, no. Don, are you saying she's doing it all for clout?
Most definitely clout.
No.
She had 30 million views on her getting the tattoo on her forehead, which a lot of tattoo artists were like, that's not real. It's not raised. It's fake.
Right.
And then, but she only had 21 or something million people.
And do you know
that it was fake? So there's all these people on Facebook saying, making fun of her for getting a tattoo. I'm like, and I'm on these posts commenting it's fake, and no one cares what I have to say. They're like, so what? It's funny. I'm like, but it's not even real.
Yeah.
I don't know. It pisses me off.
You know how much money she got paid for that 3 point whatever million?
30 million.
30 million. Exactly. Do you know a 1 million post video gets paid over $3,000?
What? Hmm. Let me get some on my forehead.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll get Sam McIntosh.
There are several influencers on TikTok that are actually revealing how much they're getting paid whenever they go viral like that, and they are making bank. So don't tell me that that little blonde prissy was not looking at the money, okay? She doesn't.
Why you got to bring in the color of her hair, Don?
Hey.
I was blonde right before you. Look at my intro.
White prissy girls with tattoos lives matter also.
That's right.
She went about that the whole wrong way, and she lost all respect, and she should lose a lot of respect from a lot of people, because that was the wrong way to go about it, period.
And I think we can all agree that, you know, this day and age, people don't do anything because they actually want to do it to educate. And there might be some, I can't throw that stone to everybody, but this one was one of those cases where she did it purposely for clout. She purposely did it for engagement. She purposely did everything. And like Don says, if she truly wants to be an advocate for regretting tattoos, I want to see some videos of laser removal.
Exactly.
That is a real, it is a real thing. Tattoo artists approved this, going, hey, it's okay. You get a tattoo. You know, if you don't want it to cover up. then
it happens. Then some people don't research their artists.
I mean,
they end up with crap. It happens. It really does in the industry. That's why I specialize in cover-ups, is because there are artists out there that just
want money
and put crap.
I'm still waiting to get this tattoo of Sebastian's name on my butt cheek removed. I mean, it's just that it is. In the meantime, hey, let's take a look at some of the new songs that we have for this week. The first song, which
Time
one
Bomb by Attila.
Time Bomb by Attila. That's right. Right here on the Loud Spot.
Anxiety crippled in my mind, all the pressure on my spine. All I ever feel is tick, tick, time bomb. All the demons in my head, maybe wish that I was dead. All I ever hear is tick, tick, time bomb. Take it back if you had a second chance. Would you write a different chapter? Roll it in a raptor, lying like an actor. Putting up a front, you're appealing to the masses. Now you know what it feels to be alone. I was lighting up your bullshit, shutting down, go home. Now you left in the dust, like a saint, turn around. Nothing left, you're alone, lost your man. Don't tell me that I'm wrong. Living in the past now, don't be such an asshole. Not a good look, why you always so shook? Yo, I never did you wrong, don't get it all wrong, yeah. All the times that I put you in the limelight. Now you scream and you yell like you can't fight. Then we fight and make up and you can't fight. What's it gonna be for the last time? All my spine, all I am, I feel is tick, tick, time bomb. All the demons in my head make me wish that I was dead. All I am, I hear is tick, tick, time bomb.
Great song by Attila with their song Time Bomb. Last thing I do want to say about Ink Nation, we are going to start planning for 2025 shortly here. So we are going to be looking for some bands to join, tattoo artists, new vendors. What, Sam?
I'm not saying shit.
Well, you're going to help out with the bands, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, I love how you're like, you're going to do these bands that might not be up to par for an acoustic show or whatever kind of show.
No, it's all on you. You're doing it. You're taking over the whole entire thing.
I'm sorry. I have a daily rate sheet of $250 a day. Thank you.
Well, I give you $2.50. I can afford that.
No, $250.
I can afford $2.50 a day. No problem.
Now you know Don's plate is already full. We're not adding that to Don's plate. So
No, you're not handling the music. We'll leave that to Sam. And
I can handle it. I just think you should let me be a part of it to certain bands in there in the choice.
Well, let's talk.
All right, let's talk.
Send me your number at the end of the show.
Have your people call my people.
Yeah, hey, Sam,
I'll have my producer call your manager, who's you.
Exactly.
And you're also the producer. Why don't you call yourself Sam? Mm-hmm. Text yourself a message.
That's right.
He'll give you Tiffany's number and say, "That's my manager. She's busy right now, so leave a message."
Right. Yeah. Right. Then he'll never get back with me for like a month. I'll keep on messaging Tiffany. So is Sam still going to try to help or not?
Maybe we'll have Green Day play or something like that.
Oh my God. We are going to talk about Green Day. But first, before we talk about Green Day, I do want to talk about a band called, I don't know if the name is right. Llorona. Llorona. It could be Llorona if they're Hispanic.
Is this on our itinerary that you sent, sir?
Yeah.
Because I'm
you didn't message it. The band, the lead singer of the band gave some other guy in the band named Six was giving him estrogen.
Okay. Because in my defense, I didn't look at that one.
Okay. Yeah, I thought you might have maybe heard the band. A band called Llorona.
They're a heavy metal band. So yes.
Fire the vocalist Diego. They're from Tennessee. I wonder if our Diego was the lead singer of the band.
No. Maybe.
a different Diego. He was trying to force a transition to one of the other members in his band named Six because he had the hots for his girlfriend. And so what he was doing was he was giving him
estrogen.
He used connections in the fitness industry to drug him through a bodybuilding supplement to try to make him more feminine so he could be more of a man and the girlfriend would like him instead of the member named Six.
Now, I did see this and it came from Loudwire, but I'm wondering I thought for sure it would come from like Hard Times News or Onion or something weird like this, because this does not seem like a story that actually would be true. No, it's 100% true. It's 100% true.
How do you try to give someone estrogen pills to steal their girlfriend? Who does that?
Apparently this guy does.
Your man who doesn't think that he's manly enough, so he's got to fucking douse somebody else to make him less manly to try to steal him. That is, oh my God, really?
John, if you ever found this out, would you be like all in love or would you be like disgusted?
Disgusted.
I mean, no. If someone wants you that bad, oh, that's so sweet of you.
I would think less of the person drugging my dude. I mean, if you ain't man enough to steal a woman on your own by being manly enough, I don't want you. You're a weak
ass. This is how Sebastian gets dates. That's how he got married, is because, you know, David Tony was all in line to hang out with the Stacia, but no, he just gave him feminine drugs.
I thought he just told her he had a podcast and boom, it was on.
That's what it was. That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I didn't have the podcast back then. I should have. I said I'm going to start one eventually.
That's what it was. That's what it was.
You know, hey, but this lasted 5 months.
What's that?
Before they finally figured it out. I don't even know how they figured it out. The story didn't get into how they figured it out.
Probably because the dude couldn't get his thingy up no more. He didn't have enough testosterone to stand up.
So now he's going to the doctors try to reverse the
estrogen intake.
The estrogen levels in his body. That is just, if he did it, that means that he heard about it from someone else. So it's probably a thing that people do. If you like a girl and maybe they had a connection, some sort of connection, right? So he thought he had a chance, obviously, with this girl. If he had thought he had no chance, he wouldn't have done it.
Bullshit.
Because what if he does it, but the girl doesn't like him anyways? Then it's not going to work out.
Or maybe this is all PR ploy.
That dude was living in fantasy land, and he just saw something he wanted, and he wasn't man enough to do it the right way. That's what it was.
Hmm. There goes Sam with his PR.
Everything's up here. It's all PR.
I don't think they're big. I never heard of that band. I don't know how big they are.
They're pretty decent size.
You didn't even say their name.
Well, I didn't know what the hell we were talking about at first because I didn't pay attention. Because I've been busy. I am off my, it's so bad, so bad, so bad. I'll get on to it eventually. I just need another week or two, maybe. I don't know. I don't
that,
know.
That's I can't. Is that a I thing you think, though? Weeks. Is that a thing?
I would like to say no. I don't think that's a thing. I think this is an isolated incident. I don't think this happens a lot with a lot of, you know, friends who are transitioning, especially guys, and then who are friends with a male who's transitioning to a female.
But the guy's not like, even trying to transition. He was like forced.
He was like, oh, he forced. Was forced. See, I thought transition. It was. Oh, okay.
He started getting but probably in shit. You it, know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, this reminds like, me. This? You seen the new the Longest Yard and what's his name is like they were putting estrogen in their like workout, you know, stuff like that. And he's like, my nipples are hard. Let's talk about her feelings. You know, I think is who is it? He was a wrestler, one of them. And that's kind of the vibe I get here. It's like, could you imagine being a bandmate of someone and they're like, guys, I'm really sensitive right now. And yeah, of course, I'm hamming it up, ladies. Please, if you want to send all the hate mail, send it all to Sebastian. This is Sebastian's idea. He wrote this out for me. But I could see, I could totally see where it's like, guys, I just feel very verklempt right now, and I just need some time alone in the green room so I can practice my I don't know guitar riffs. I don't know if he's a guitar strummer, whatever like that. But it's oh man, I like to think that this is not true 100%. But it is
After 5 months, you have to start noticing changes.
Most definitely. Like maybe because the
first month, you don't really maybe your brain starts changing a little bit. Right. For 5 months, you got some physical things going on now.
Now, yeah. See, I don't know anybody personally that went from male to female, but I know women who have went from female to male. And I know after 3 months, they started noticing a change.
Oh, so yeah. Because
I can only imagine that from, you know, male to female, you would start noticing changes after 3 months. And let me tell you that if I was dating a dude and after 5 months finding out that somebody else drugged my man to try to get me, I would be more man than he was, and I'd be whooping his ass because you
Sebastian's
know,
been Sebastian's been drugging me since 3 years ago, and I'm feeling very overwhelmed right now. Sorry, guys.
Anyway, that's just a fucked up thing to do to someone. I don't know.
Definitely. That's
so wrong. I don't blame him for kicking the singer out. I would have kicked him out too.
Yeah,
it's time to call in the Kool-Aid man. That's what it's time to call in. The yeah. Kool-Aid man.
That's what's right. The Kool-Aid thing?
Oh, this is so we got a new song.
No, we got to talk about the Green Day thing first. The Green Day thing. We got to stay on schedule, Sam.
I am staying on schedule, but we're going over schedule, so well, that's why.
Green right, Day. Man. What is up with Green Day? What do we have on Green Day? God, I got to edit this out. I got all lost.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, where are we at here? Green Day. Okay, all right. I'll let that part out.
Yep.
Moving on to Green Day, Billy Joe Armstrong says if they were coming out today with their music, they would fit right in with Ed Sheeran and Taylor Swift. What the hell is he talking about? What has he lost his goddamn mind? Does he not remember what it was like living on the streets of San Francisco starting a punk band? No, he doesn't. He does not. He's too rich to understand what it's like to be normal and broke anymore. And he quotes, I have some quotes from him right here. Maybe there's some people where it's just about being an aggressive punk rocker and saying fuck society and falling into all those sorts of cliches. But that's not my definition. For me, it's about getting into the deep end of waters as an artist. All that other stuff is just limitations. That sounds like some rich white boy shit right there.
Sounds okay, like he so left money to his head.
Ever since Dookie, we can all agree Green Day has not been Green Day. They've been commercial, and it's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. And I think with this situation, he's saying, I think he's a little hurt because he's not at the top of the charts with Ed Sheeran and Taylor Swift.
He's not making the $100 million a year like they are or whatever.
But even then, we don't even know if they're making that. Just because at their top doesn't mean, you know, how much royalties. Okay, we can agree that Taylor Swift is probably getting a bigger paycheck because she renegotiated her contracts, redid her old catalog, all this kind of stuff like that. But I think he's just a little bit upset that he's not as popular as these two. And well, I can tell you why. Well,
so
and I'll say
it. So is Corey Taylor, but you don't see him trying to act like Ed Sheeran.
Right.
He's not playing any Super Bowls. That's why he's pissed off.
That's right. That's right. I'm just going to say this right now. Billy, the reason why your band is not as popular, because your music is starting to really suck.
Oh, he doesn't think so. He doesn't think so.
I don't think it does. It's not as punk as it was before. Remember, we already had this talk with punk bands on here.
They lost their following when they switched to doing this 121 Guns. Before that, they kind of lost it. But you know, they're not, they didn't stick with their roots. Money has gone to his head. Fame has gone to his head. He's forgotten what it's like. You know, I believe they're from the Bay Area.
They are from the Bay Area.
Some underground punk rockers that they've been famous since probably before they were 21 or early 20s.
Yeah.
Now it's, you know, 2024. And they just don't remember. Another quote he says, "I actually think our country is more divided now than it's ever been. And the thing about the American dream, the original idea of it is just sort of lost on me at this point. On top of that, now we're all sort of set on this algorithms that we're being fed every day." Here's the thing. When he says, "I actually think our country is more divided now than it has ever been," does he not remember fucking slavery? And does he not remember when we had the war? Like the country was at war.
Civil War.
Yeah. Does he not remember the Civil War and slavery? The country was more divided then than it is now because of Donald Trump and fucking Joe Biden and all these other people. The country was way more divided then. Who does he think he is? That's all I'm trying to say. Who do you think you are, dude? You are not a spokesperson for anyone. You are no longer punk rock. You are the definition of a sellout. Fuck you. Fuck your music. I think you're a piece of shit. That's all I got to say. Fuck that.
Sebastian,
guy. Fuck
tell us how you really feel. All right.
No, that just pisses me off. It's just dumb. Who does he think he is? He thinks he's so goddamn smart because he doesn't even know what it's like to go to 7-Eleven anymore. He probably has a fucking goddamn driver and a chef run everything for him. And he's trying to give the American people advice on your rich life and your gated neighborhood. Dude, shut the fuck up.
All right. So remember, don't forget, he's always done this. Remember when Donald Trump became president, he said he was going to move to Canada.
And he did it because he's a fucking piece of shit, poser liar.
So my biggest thing about this is the reason why the American dream is gone is because we have people that are advocate and non-advocate of whatever social and there are punk rock's always been the mouthpiece of what's going on, what's going wrong, those kind of things like that.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, but do you hear Taylor Swift complaining about life? No. Do you hear Ed Sheeran complaining about life? Do you hear anyone, Foo Fighters? Do you hear any of these top-notch bands that are playing on the radio and selling big stadiums out? No. You know why? Because people don't come to see a normal artist talk about their political agendas or talk about their problems or anything like that. They came to see a show. However, though, punk has always been a core in political problems. So maybe this is again, Sebastian's going to love this. Maybe this is just PR to remind people that he is. But
I think that's his real opinion. I hate to say it. I still like the Nimrod album, so I'm probably still going to listen to it.
Yep,
but
you're still going
to
listen to it.
I don't respect him as an artist to say that you would be the next. No, you'll never be as good as Ed Sheeran or Taylor Swift. Your songwriting is not as good as they are. Your songwriting is great for punk rock or was great for punk rock.
Once,
at one point,
you
switched it up. You lost your fans and you're not, there's no 15-year-olds and 16-year-olds that are buying your new albums. Check out this new band I just heard. No one's doing that. You've lost your edge. You've lost everything. And now you want to try to reestablish yourself in the industry. It's not going to work, dude. Green Day is they're not dead in the water because people still listen to them, but they're never going to be what they once were ever again.
And we will still love them. We'll still play their music. We'll still support them at the end of the day. But yeah, I agree with you. They're just not the same anymore since since Dookie album, honestly. When Nimrod came out, it didn't feel.
Yeah, and I even like their American Idiot, the song. Their album was okay. That's where the real change kind of started happening for me. But it was fine. But to say stuff like that just is annoying. It's like you're not the spokesperson for punk rockers just because, like I said, you live in your goddamn gated community, dude.
You don't know that.
I've never been a fan of Green Day, even from day one. I always thought they were fake. And with how he's talking now, I still think he's fake.
If Rancid ever says some shit like that, I'd be extra pissed.
He's never been true punk. He was a poser from day one. He was fake and he still is. I'm sorry. That's
like me.
My opinion on him, and that's how it's always been.
I agree with Don. I mean, I didn't see it until when I read this article. And Don, you're right. I mean, maybe he was from day one and I just didn't notice it because I just didn't, but now that I'm diving into this whole music world and have been, it's like, man.
And now his blood pressure is up, everyone. So now we have to calm him down. Yeah, so let's calm him down a little bit with some music. That's about
let's
it.
Let's play the next. Who do we have up next?
We have
Kool-Aid.
Yeah, let's play Bring Me the Horizon, their new song called Kool-Aid, right here on The Loud Spot.
La 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 Maybe it's just going into some shit like that.
That was good. That one was a little weird, but it was good.
It's weird. Okay, that's not necessarily a radio ready song, but I liked it the way it ended because it's kind of like reminds me of Chris.
La la la, la la la.
Some shit like that. So.
Some shit like that. La 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 la.
Well, yep. Speaking of good music, y'all know what time it is.
Sometimes it's the first of them.
It's the first. Now, I went crazy on last month, and you got 2 out of 3 last month. So I had to up my game. And I'm gonna say,
he's like, "Mah."
You know all of these bands.
Oh,
but let's see if you know the songs. First one.
Sounded to me like Jelly Roll style.
Nope.
Probably not even like flip-flop, probably. I don't know. Sam?
I have no clue. I'm going to guess it was very... Go ahead.
She picked a bunch of songs off the B-side for us to guess.
I'm going to guess Shinedown.
That was a good guess.
It was a good guess. Pop Evil.
Okay. Oh, I never would have guessed Pop Evil. I don't like the band name. That's all. That's why I don't listen to them.
I listened to like one or two songs back in the early 2000s, and I can honestly say I don't listen to their catalog up to this day. Shamar, Pop Evil, we love you, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm the same. I like this. I mean, let's get them on the show. That's fine. I don't listen to a whole bunch of their music.
I am a Pop Evil fan, so y'all can come on. I will have a great conversation with you.
We're just going to let Don interview you, and we're just going to sit over here in the corner.
That's right, because I know a lot of your music. Yeah. All right.
You like them better than Green Day, apparently.
No. Okay, don't even go down that road. We don't need your blood pressure back up, sir.
Next song.
No,
can't make you stay, but where's your heart? But where's your heart? But where's your
Jelly Roll?
No,
I don't know. That sounds like Motionless and White.
No,
I got this. It's all MCR right, all day. It's My Chemical Romance, sir.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
I should have guessed it. Good job, Sam. I think I lost this one.
Yeah, that's right.
You did.
You're 0-2 or so far.
I'm gonna be 0-3.
Do you know the name of the song, Sam?
Yeah, it's hold on. No, I can't think of it. Famous Last Words. That's right.
Yep.
you don't have to guess favorite song. You still get a full point.
No, my favorite is not the point. I was just curious because he was singing along.
Yeah,
my favorite is Black Parade. I know a lot of people will probably disagree with that.
My favorite song is "You Know What to Do to Guys Like Us in Prison" because I'm kind of gay. All right, next song.
Yep.
All right, third one.
I need some vocals.
That's gonna be dope.
I need some vocals.
I'm gonna go with the Jelly Roll. I'm gonna go with Motionless and White again. I have no idea what that was.
You seen them live.
I'm gonna say Catch Your Breath.
No, close.
Okay,
can't
hold
keep
on.
Guessing. Can't keep guessing.
Who have you seen live?
With Don.
I think I know who that is. Can't think of their name right now. Is it I Prevail?
From Ashes,
Ashes to New. Damn it, that was gonna be the first guess I was gonna say. But I went with the I Prevail instead. Yeah. That sounds good. That sounded good. That's why I like
it. And by the way, everybody, they have a new tour going around with Eco and I think it's Phoenix or Fix or how you say his name. Guys, go check it out. It should be a wonderful tour with a lot of hip hop influence in their shows. So you guys will really love it.
I had to cut off before they started singing on that song.
I wanted him to. That's
it's Monster and Me. So he immediately starts going into his rap version, and I'm like, oh, gotta cut it. But I gave you 20 seconds of intro.
I know.
That was good. When I got I'm 0-3 on. I did good last month. So
yeah,
I'm redeemed.
You know what? That matters.
We're gonna get a heavyweight championship belt, and it's gonna go back and forth between you because if
we
win,
make a belt for that.
Yeah,
it's not a bad idea. I do want to get into a couple topics. We got a little bit more time left. Bradley Noel's son from Sublime, Jacob Noel, is going to be the new singer of Sublime. Rome has resigned, I think, because of this. Makes sense. And Jacob is 28 years old right now, which is the same age, I believe, that Bradley passed away.
Yeah,
and he was Jacob was only 11 months old when his father had passed away. And so growing up behind this iconic, legendary band, he also has his own project out.
Right.
But he will be the new singer of Sublime, which is so cool that his son has taken over, which might bring a lot of life back to Sublime.
So one of the biggest things is that they talked about ever since a lot of people went online and like, oh, my God, he sounds just like his daddy and he looks just like his daddy. He did. I think there was a special appearance where he had his shirt off and everything like that. And I think we can all agree that even though Rome has done an amazing job at trying to carry the torch, it's just not the same. Whereas this is going to probably carry the torch a lot better, close, true to all of us that listen to Sublime and all of our hearts with Brad being passed away, going, knowing his son is the one who's carrying it. And like I said,
he's doing it. It's almost like he's still it's you can see fans coming back around to listen and be curious about this smart move for the band to do. Fantastic.
Yeah, I think it's a good, as I would say, a PR move for the brand and to keep it out there and to keep it out there. And then there's also a possibility of new music. There's also a possibility of new stuff that's going to come out on the way that could hit the airwaves.
I'm curious if he was kind of pushed into being a singer for that reason, so for him to take over.
Are you saying his mother pushed him into it?
I'm asking, do you think that there was a strong influence and pressure on him as a child to grow up and do that, or if he did that all on his own? That's just something that I would be curious about.
I think the pressure,
natural talent, or if he was like pushed into taking singing lessons and pushed into this. And
I think the pressure comes from growing up in his father's shadows in a way from as a young kid, that maybe not his own family pushed him possibly, but fans in general.
Yeah.
And just the social aspect of it may have pushed him to want to do it.
Like, look,
that would be my only concern is, you know, that he had too much pressure on to where, you know, it builds up all this stuff and everybody's excited to see it. And then, you know, him just crash because it was pushed. It wasn't something that was natural and, you know, desired.
But he's been doing music and it's going to work out for probably everyone except for maybe Rome. I don't know, but I'm sure Rome would. But this is no different than, you know, Sebastian never became a CPA because of his daddy. So, I mean, we're all good.
Well, my brother did.
Your brother did that.
Yeah, and I did it for years, and I was like, it ain't me. So I'm a tattoo artist, but yeah.
But he also had his own project out, you know, and I watched the music video. I think he signed an Epitaph record, so he had his own thing out. And last thing before we play our last song, I do just want to throw out there that Wendy's thought about it, not doing it anymore, about surge pricing like they do with Uber driving and things like that when it's busy, because everything, you got to think everything's electronic now, so they could change the prices on the menus And when it's busy, raise the prices up. They had a big backlash. And so now they're like, oh, during slow times, we're going to lower the prices of food. Best Buy's starting to do stuff like that. Grocery stores, Kohl's is another one.
Hey, gas companies and where you buy your gasoline has always done that. There's always been surge. There's always been up and down. Now, Grant, it's based upon what they just paid for fuel to have come out and start filling it up. But how many times
Everybody knows that, you know, 'tis the season for gas prices to go up
and then
gas prices to go down. But I don't think that I don't even agree with the gas, and it damn sure shouldn't be with food. I mean, that is ridiculous. We're already suffering from inflation to begin with. They should not legally be able to do that to us.
They're already making money on top of that, Don. These companies are already making money. They've expanded. It's called digital price tags. Is what they're doing. And you could change a digital price tag just like that. If you have 10 people that want to come in within the hour and buy a big screen TV, Best Buy, boom, charge an extra few hundred dollars for that TV because people want it. Stuff like that. It works with Uber, which is annoying that they even do that. Hotels have been doing it for years. When you're almost booked, you raise them prices up. Now restaurants are starting to do that. Digital price tags changes the way consumers buy things and what they pay for things.
Everyone's just going to grow and make their own food at home and walk and bicycle everywhere. That's what's going to happen. We're going to go back to the Stone Age. That's what's happening.
I just wanted to bring that up. Let's play this last song we have before we get out of here. We'll come right back to say our goodbyes. But let's go ahead and play the last song by, it's Hollywood Undead featuring Papa Roach and Ice Nine Kills. What?
Yep, that is, here we go.
This song is called Heart of a Champion.
I'm crossing out now.
I'll leave a rose on your grave. Hey folks, Stefan Shirazi and Renee Richardson here from the Metallica Report.
And we are proud members of the Pantheon podcast family, where the best of music and podcasts unite.
We've got something pretty cool for you. We're giving away an exclusive Metallica merch package worth over $250.
That's a whole lot of scary guys, skulls, M72, and other sought-after Metallica swag. And we've made it easy for you to win. Follow and share the Metallica Report, and you're in the game. Go to pantheonpodcast.com/Metallica, enter your email, and hit that button to be entered to win.
And just like that, you're eligible for our monthly exclusive Metallica merch package.
And guess what, rockers? You can enter every month. So just do it. And while we love our global brothers and sisters, the lawyers won't let us ship outside the U.S.
The fact that all three of them did a song together is absolutely fantastic.
I loved it. I loved it. It's not as good as it should be that we were looking for, but it'll satisfy us.
You know what? I'm not going to disagree with you, Sam. It's like it tickles your taste buds just a little bit.
Yeah. As long as it's tickling taste buds and not anything else farther south. So
like I said in the past, put it on a pita.
That's right.
Oh, Lord. Jeez.
Here we go. Here we go. Everyone, and if you're just listening and this is your first time listening to the show, his put it on a pita is his new catchphrase that he thinks is going to just explode throughout the whole world.
Just like Muchachos Gatos took off my catchphrase.
It did not.
In my head, I'm super famous. All right, guys, I just want to thank everyone for listening. I always forget to say to subscribe to our podcast and all platforms at the beginning of the show. Too late. Especially. The end of the show. www.inknation.com. Go there. 2025. We're coming back to Oklahoma City. We're going to try to expand. Not even going to try. We're going to expand this thing. Don, myself, Sam. Sam did a great job while he was there. Don did a fantastic fucking job at the convention. Good job, Don. You couldn't even say anything to her because she had it handled the whole entire time.
From day one. Day one.
God, you did so good. So organized. I mean, fantastic.
And thank you, Jimmy, for running sound.
Jimmy, thank you.
Yeah. Yes. He's going to forget
Jimmy
you.
Was my go-to. Jimmy was That's my right. go-to. Anytime I needed the mic, he was on it.
Yep. So... okay, that's all the time we got. Thank you, everybody. Peace out. Rock on. I'm out of practice. Peace out, rock on, and much love.
This is the Loud Spot outro by Nothing Short of Tragic. Is this all talk with no action? No. Is this my thoughts with distraction? No. Is this what I bought that's in fashion? Or is this the Loud Spot with Sebastian? Yes. Does Nothing Short of Tragic have his back again? Yes. Does everything that's good really have to end? Pin post has a pin show, so to get more episodes, make an order, this is over.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.